was very committed to making sure all of our group got them. We all did. But what I love about spreading the word is, you know, I, you know, reached out to people that I knew, and just through talking and friendships, and a lot of my friends from like the soccer world and the kids world, school, and just different groups of people have all gotten, taken them. And it's wonderful to watch the chain reaction. And then now, you know, I love the idea that I can help you, Chase, in this tournament. And it's something that we're all affected by and passionate about. And we all promised carry. So this is a way to make it even, instead of just the word of mouth, this is a bigger stage, right? A bigger platform.
We all walk this long, winding road. Just remember that life is life.
Hey, everybody. This is Life is Life. I am joined, as usual, with Berner and Phil. And, you know, today is kind of a monumental day for me. I am super excited to talk with you guys and announce that there has been some big changes, not only for me personally, but also professionally, in a way that our golf tournament, the SDFLC puts on every year, that is called Boost for Our Heroes Golf Classic, which is now going into its eighth year. We're rebranding it. We're changing it. And not because we didn't love Boost for Our Heroes and what it was all about, but because of phenomenal leadership at Debt Wave Credit Counseling and super great friends that had talked to me about, hey, maybe we should do this for another purpose. And so it's super exciting to announce that we are going to be changing the golf tournament in honor of my late wife, Carrie Peckham. And it is going to be about colon cancer awareness and raising money for organizations that she truly loved and was very much wanted to be a part of as she was going through her illness. And that organization is going to be the Colon Cancer Coalition, and the Colon Club are going to be the two beneficiaries, and they are going to be working with us to get the word out about early onset colon cancer, especially in people under the age of 45.
Amazing, Chase. I know when you sent the group text out to our group of buddies on our text chain, everybody, you know, there's a lot of fun jokes and jabs and good stuff on that chain, but I know that one really hit home for all of us. So it's just so cool that the leadership of DebtWave and you and Phil are able to, you know, now you're really going to drive something that you're just so passionate about. And oh, we all are, really. I mean, obviously, you're knee deep in everything, but obviously we were all affected. So just to raise money for something that's affected us all, it's just going to be even a better tournament. It's always been great, but now it's just going to mean something even a little bit more than it was. So excited for you, Chase. I know this is big.
Yeah, I know. It's a great cause, and it'll add that extra excitement. You know, we've always tried to up our golf tournament excitement levels as the years have gone by, and this gives us something to strive for, to like, let's make this one even that much better.
And Chase, I didn't even plan it, but as I was taking a sip of my coffee and saw myself on video, I even have the rainbow cup coffee mug. So that, once again, not planned, by the way, not planned at all. So it was
meant to be. And as your rainbow, and obviously Carrie has been, that's been a significance and probably will be incorporated into the logo at some point. But on my coffee cup is the colon cancer awareness logo that my daughter, Avery Peckham, created. Out of the blue ribbon, which signifies colon cancer. Every cancer has a different color ribbon. And if you're familiar, a lot of people are familiar with the pink ribbon, and the pink ribbon is for breast cancer. The blue is for colon cancer, but there are so many other different color ribbons that signify other cancers. And Avery made this logo into a heart with colon cancer awareness on it and Carrie's initials at the bottom. And that will be the logo that we will start with for this golf tournament. And it is going to have Carrie's name in it, We are working on what we can really name it with the legal parts of the Colon Cancer Coalition and those, but that will be announced soon. But I wanted to get that out there because we are about 7 months out from the tournament. It will be Monday, October 28th at the Country Club of Rancho Bernardo, who has been a partner of ours now for going on. This will be our sixth year with them, and they are phenomenal. And we've had such a great following, but, you know, when I got a more than anything, Anthony Marigo and Mike Marsden, when, you know, I talked to them about it and it's been 2 years, and they've been, I can't tell you that everybody in the organization, but those two have been so supportive of me, from a leadership standpoint. And, you know, we are unique in the fact that they've known me and Carrie for a very long time. And they, shoot, Mike was at our wedding. I will say that Anthony was invited, but for whatever reason didn't make it. So I'll just leave that out there. But that being said, you know, when they told me and that when we lost Carrie, Debtwave and the SDF, we lost a member. She was like a member of the family. She was a member of our organization. She was there. She, you know, she's, and I, you know, started dating just a number of years after Debtwave was founded. And I joined 8 years after that and, you know, taking it to new heights. And she was there for basically the whole ride. And she was very close with all of that group and their wives. And it was, you know, they said, it's Chase, this is a no brainer. You know, this, we lost a part of our family. This your loss is our loss. And we're, let's do this. Let's bring awareness to colon cancer that it is not a late middle-aged white man's disease. It is affecting more and more young people around the United States, around the world. And unfortunately, we're seeing now more with young women. And, you know, Carrie was diagnosed with her colon cancer at 41 years old. She, and it, you know, by the time she had any pain, it was too late. And so her fight more than anything, speaking to the world and social media and anybody she could get ears and eyes on whatever she wrote was about, awareness and standing up for yourself and advocating for yourself when it comes to your doctors that I'm having pain, I'm having issues and advocating for colonoscopies or even asking for Cologuard, which is an amazing alternate way of learning to see if there's any issues there. But finding out if there is an issue, because right now it's 45 years old and it's striking people more and more. I know Katie, one of our very good friends who works at Sharp and she does, who really helped Carrie with her diet. She's a dietitian and works with cancer patients. She said that like the unreal amount of patients that she's working with now are young people that have been hit with colon cancer. So this is something that we want to get out there and finding a group that she would have cared so much about, the Colon Club, which she was a part of. She was an ambassador for them. She was on their calendar. So we are going to benefit with them. But the cancer, the Colon Cancer Coalition, based out of Minnesota, up in Minneapolis, is the organization we're going to work with. And they are all about awareness. And are all about getting the word out. And that's something that Carrie was so passionate about. And that's how we're going to, that's what we're going to do is we're going to get that word out. And more than anything, I want her name to live and her legacy to survive.
Yeah. And I know, you know, she made me go get mine when she was already diagnosed. That was a promise. And, you know, she was very committed to making sure all of our group got them. We all did. But what I love about spreading the word is, you know, I, you know, reached out to people that I knew and just through talking and friendships and a lot of my friends from like the soccer world and the kids world school and just different groups of people have all gotten taken them. And it's wonderful to watch the chain reaction. And, you know, that was a promise we made to Carrie that we'd always do it. And then now, you know, I love the idea that I can help you, Chase, in this tournament. And it's something that we're all affected by and passionate about. And we all promised Carrie. So this is a way to make it even, instead of just the word of mouth,
yes.
This is a bigger stage, right? A bigger platform. So super excited to, you know, even doing this podcast is Phil and I support for you to get that word out. We want to make this thing big. It's already so fun. I mean, man, I've been a part of it every year. It's a great time. Chase and Phil know how to throw a good party out on that golf course. So, but now, like I said, having Carrie watch down, and there'll probably be a rainbow that day, my friend. It's going to be, happy to be a part of it. And, let's spread this word. And this is a good first start.
Ryan, you and your team have won best dressed a couple times. So we expect you and your team to bring and try and win the best dressed award again, this year.
You know, I never want to disappoint you. Yeah, so anything I can do, my friend. I'd like to win the best score. Best score would be one day. Maybe I just got to just hire. Like, maybe I should ditch some of my buddies and just go for the rings, man. So maybe I should put the dream team together.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with riding coattails. I've been doing it for years on Team Larry Campbell and Jeff Ciccarella. So I believe me, I know what riding coattails is. And we always come up a bit short. We're always like third or fourth. But we never have that like 22 underscore, which, Scotty, I'm calling you out. You guys cheat. That's all I'm saying.
You might have a bigger racer, maybe. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it might be a bigger tournament. And that's our goal. I mean, and it's not that, you know, the Boost for Our Heroes program, that was so important to us, still is. There's going to be monies, and we're raising money for that as well. But for the most part, this is something that's so near and dear to my heart. I wanted, you know, right away when Carrie passed away, you know, everything was so overwhelming and all this stuff. And you have such piss and vinegar, and you want to go change the world, and you want to do everything. And what I realized is I needed to slow down and take care of things that I could take care of. And realized that I couldn't take on a whole new event. And I didn't want to start a new foundation and go against or work, you know, against with other organizations that are established that are already doing amazing things. So I wanted to do it smartly. And so when a couple people from our committee had mentioned, hey, you know, maybe this is a possibility. And I got to give a shout out to Holly Kennedy, who really has led me through all of this at Kennedy Golf and Emerald Isle Golf Course, who she owns with her husband, John, up there in Oceanside, that, you know, she has been in the golf world for a long time. She said, there's no reason that this can't, you know, organizations, even though you're a financial organization, that doesn't mean that organizations don't champion causes all the time, and especially when they hit home so closely. So that is in that, you know, really has inspired me to, okay, we're doing this already. We know how to do this, and let's take it to a completely new level that promotes the most important thing that Carrie would ever have wanted to put out there, but is to advocation and awareness of colorectal cancer. And let's face it, they're very good at marketing breast cancer, and colon cancer is not pretty. So it's something that, but yet it's becoming the second, largest, cancer in the world. And so that's something, it's very near and dear. And I'm just so excited that now we get the opportunity to get it out there. And, so thank you to everybody, October 28th, that is a Monday at the Country Club of Rancho Bernardo here in Southern California. And, it is open to all comers. And I know that the Bishop's family that Carrie worked for all those 10, 11 years, and all the people that supported her, there's a whole different world that we get to involve in this. And I'm super, super excited for it.
Yeah, I'm super excited for you, Chase, and all of us. Obviously, this is a great way. You know, part of our roles and responsibilities as we, grow companies and different things is to give back. And it's always great to give back to something that, has affected us. Right. So it just adds that extra layer of passion to make this thing frickin' amazing and great and bigger than ever. So let's all band together and just make this thing the best it can be and make Carrie proud.
Absolutely.
And save lives, mainly, most importantly, save lives.
I hope that this golf tournament is just a little step in the right direction of blowing up awareness for colon cancer. And so in Carrie Peckham's name, October 28th, at the Country Club of Rancho Bernardo, we'll all be out there. And so just know that if you're listening to this and you know me, or you're even on the periphery of me, you're going to hear from me. And those of us that are on this committee and those that were close to Carrie. So thank you very much. And we'll see you guys next time on Life is Life.
We all walk this long, winding road. Just remember that life is